So what'd you guys think of the PlayStation 5 reveal?
I haven't bought a PlayStation since the PS2, so for me, it does my opinion even matter? Am I still exist?
Have I ever bought a PlayStation? I have PlayStations. I don't know if I ever bought them.
Yeah, what? You have a PS4.
I think Mom bought that. Not even for me. She just wanted something to play Blu-rays.
I didn't know that. Whatever.
They make cheaper Blu-ray players than PS4s at the time.
Right, if she just wanted Blu-rays.
Oh, it's like, hey, Mom, look at this thing over here. This one plays Blu-rays, but it's $400. It plays it really good.
Yeah, and it's quiet. And
it sounds like jet engines. I'm kind of miffed on why they chose that design. It doesn't look like it's going to sit down very well.
It doesn't piss me off. It's just like, okay, when the 360 came out, I didn't know you could stand it up. I was so used to the old Xbox design,
right,
just sitting down.
Right.
Like, well, it's only natural. It sits fucking flat.
Exactly.
But then you stood it up, and I'm like, what fucking heresy is this?
Right. Well, and then we learned real fast that you don't stand it up while playing a disc.
No. You don't move it down while playing a disc.
You don't move it whilst playing a disc at all.
What did I just say?
Whatever. You don't even know, okay?
Shut up. I was the one who broke it.
Yeah, I know. it was that 360 was modded, the one I had, because it was playing burnt discs.
Hmm. Yes.
You had to have, you in order to make a copy, you had to have another 360 hard drive to burn it through. I don't know the whole process exactly, but you basically had to have
a
360 to tear apart.
There was one burnt disc that you had that I was really a big fan of, and I cannot think of what the fuck it was.
Was it Strange Planet or the one with the bugs?
Starship
Troopers.
And it was on the ice planet.
Yeah.
Oh, Lost Planet.
Yes. Lost Planet.
That is the one, because I was in love with that game.
Yeah.
Played it for 10 minutes.
Demon's Souls is coming back.
I am uber hyped for that shit.
I'm kind of shocked that
Boo.
Was... I guess I'm not shocked. It's one of those deals that...
What's wrong, Josh? I thought you liked hard things.
True. I'm very torn between both of the consoles, just for the fact that we are seeing... We're not seeing a whole lot of original from either one, really.
No, like you said, it was a lot of it was sequels.
It really is.
Hey,
yeah.
Here's Gran Turismo 13!
Right. Grand Theft Auto 5 Online's coming. It's like
really?
Third generation of GTA 5 is coming.
What's funny about that is, like, that was a big selling point on the Xbox One and the PS4, is like, hey, now you can go first-person mode. We've updated the graphics. They are twice as good as they were.
Right.
What the fuck is they? What are they going to offer this time? There's so much free DLC on the damn thing.
More shark cards.
We found new shark names, and we're going to put them in.
If you own it right now and you go forward on PS5, it's going to be free for now. And also... I think they're going to give you $1 million to spend online for free, which they do that randomly anyway
for most people.
$1 million.
They just gave $500,000 just the other day.
I was going to say, damn, $1 million, that's almost enough to buy a fucking one condo and maybe a car.
They announced Sackboy, A Big Adventure, which looks more 3D than the previous.
Oh, so it's not an actual, like, I came into this thing late for everybody listening, so I didn't see the whole thing. I miss Resident Evil 8. That pissed me off. But it's not an official Little Big Planet thing?
It's called Sackboy.
That's kind of a shame. The big appeal to me of Little Big Planet was all the PS4 or PlayStation characters you could play as in Little Big Planet.
Right.
Hopefully that's still a thing.
I would say that it would be. I couldn't see them departing from that.
Could it be a licensing issue? Why the name isn't the same? Or marketing issue?
I think it's just marketing or just to...
Yeah, because wasn't Little Big Planet a first-party game anyway?
Mm-hmm. It's done by Lucid... Not Lucid Games. Who does that? Sumo's doing it this time. Sumo Digital is doing Sackboy, A Big Adventure. That's who it is.
Neat.
Resident Evil 8. Of course, we know that'll be cross-play. NBA 2K21 or NBA 2K21, however you want to pronounce it. It's, of course, going to be both consoles as well.
Go ahead. Sorry.
If you played the last three, you're gonna play this. You'll know exactly what to expect.
Well, is that an EA game?
Of course.
Yeah, they're all EA.
That means it would just copy-paste.
Exactly.
Slap it on a new disc, change the year.
2K21 is made by 2K.
Oh.
Brain fart. Yeah, it's made by, they do the live series.
So anyway, like I was saying, we'll take last year's and we'll slap a new number on it and charge you full price.
We'll slap it on a lunchbox and gotta sell it.
Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, that was another one that they announced.
That's a game series I wish I could have gotten into, because I was huge into Jak and Daxter, at least the second one.
Yeah.
Boo.
Fuck you, Jak and Daxter was awesome.
Boo.
Okay, Jak 2 was awesome.
Boo.
Jak 3 had a super disappointing final boss.
I'm noticing a pattern.
Godfall, I didn't see much on it. Gran Turismo 7.
Did they show gameplay of Godfall? Or
yeah.
Okay, well, I guess I missed that part.
Yeah, they've got a gameplay trailer up.
Because all I remember from... Shit, what was it? Was it E3 of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they showed a quick video for Godfall, but it was
cinematic. I don't even remember if it was E3 itself or if it was a teaser that they released earlier this year. I believe they released a teaser for it around February.
Right.
Something I'm surprised they didn't show any of is since they brought out Demon's Souls, I expected something from like, was it called Elder Ring, something like that?
Yeah, I think that's going to Xbox. I think that's
it. Oh, that's Xbox only.
I think.
Yeah, don't hold us to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. George R. R. Martin makes some weird fucking choices. And FromSoft is up there as well.
Right.
Hey, I'm a crazy kooky writer. Hey, we're a crazy kooky game maker. Why don't we get together and make a crazy kooky game?
My ass. Well, George R. R. Martin, he just broke into fucking Japan headquarters, stormed in. FromSoft, Namco Bandai's like, you know what? You like killing people. I like killing people. Let's make a game.
You love fucking up main storyline plots. I love fucking up main storyline plots. Let's do this.
In his defense, he had nothing to do with season 8 of Game of Thrones.
Right.
Or like season 6 beyond, I think.
Horizon Forbidden West. It looks like you're going to get to kill more biomechanical mischief-making aminals.
I was saying earlier that I may have been a little hard on that game. I would like to give Zero Dawn another chance. Now that my palate is cleansed from all the open world bullshit I had been playing for a year straight.
It's kind of weird, too, that I guess I really, I can't even speak how flustered I am. Whenever you release a new console, whenever you push forward, sure, the graphics look nice. It's not even about the graphics anymore to me, or even about frames per second. It's just, I kept thinking whenever the new consoles were going to get announced, we're going to see like, oh, well, they can do this with the world now. Procedurally, yes. Generation is going to be, you know, the next step in evolution, or we'll be able to make a world so big that you may not even see the same players, you know, ever.
People talk about the greatest consoles of all time, and of course, the two that really come to mind are like Nintendo 64 and PS2, because Nintendo 64 was the first real big, completely 3D thing, if you don't count Kirby 64. And PS2 was like that big leap in just playability graphics and user interface. But to me, I honestly, sincerely think the best generation was after that. 360 and...
PS3.
360. No, just 360. And Wii. PS3 doesn't exist in my headcanon.
The PS3 is very valuable in the headcanon because if Xbox 360 didn't have the PS3 to fight against...
Mm-hmm.
Would we have seen such a productivity out of the 360? After the Red Ring debauchery, mm-hmm. after, you know, even them changing up the way the console, like, has HDMI and all the other stuff, all the innovations that they made with the 360, without the PS3, I don't really believe that the 360 would be as great of a console as it was. And that was because Xbox kept trying to leap what was in front of them beside them.
I don't know if it's Sony's hubris that led to that whole bullshit between the PS3 being way overpriced and having terrible ad campaigns and not really that great of games when it at launch. It did have a couple, as I recall. You were telling me it had some, like, months and months ago. But nobody I knew even had a PS3 when they came out.
Sure.
Nobody was talking about it other than it's overpriced and underdeveloped, which is funny because from what I'm hearing in retrospect, it was like a fucking masterpiece of a machine that was probably worth the price tag when it came out. Because it did... See, was it one of the ones that... Did it play Blu-ray?
Yep.
Yeah, it played Blu-ray. It was one of the first ones to have, like, real... I don't know. Did it have touchscreen anything on it?
No. It had the buttons, the capacitive buttons or whatever they were on the actual console and stuff, but...
Yeah, I just remember there was a bunch of little things that it did that were kind of huge leaps that nobody else really gave a shit about, but were good in retrospect.
Well, its GPU was pretty advanced. The cell something?
Yeah, the cell processing. The thing that, I guess, every console was trying to do their own thing in a little bit. PlayStation tried with 6-axis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, that didn't turn out so well, because they took the rumble out.
Yes, I remember hearing about that.
Do you remember why they had to take the rumble out?
Was it for the 6-axis?
It was not for the 6-axis. Okay. They had to take the rumble out because they were actually...
There were ghosts.
There were ghosts,
They had to get rid of the ghosts.
Is that what that stupid fucking baby was in their trailer?
Yeah.
There was a baby on the ceiling staring down at the fucking PS3.
It was a baby ghost.
Baby ghost.
It was a baby ghost. The rumble aggravates it, so they take it out.
It was because the creators of Squiggle Wiggle Rider, I don't know if you know what a Squiggle Wiggle Rider was.
I'm going to assume that it was a poor decision, because that's not exactly a Hallmark classic of a game.
Okay, so a Squiggle Wiggle Rider was basically a pin that had a little motor at the end of it with a offset weight.
Okay.
And as you tried to write, it would sit there and wee-wee-wee-wee-wee-wee. Like, it would make little squiggles as you wrote. The Squiggle Wiggle Rider, the inventor of that...
Bop it, twist it, pull it.
...is also basically...
Stay on target.
...what made Rumble possible and controllers.
Which I only discovered after I smashed an Xbox controller and saw the thing inside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. It was just a little... Mm-hmm. It's just a little motor... With a counterweight on it is all it is.
Yep.
So the 360, the Nintendo 64, if you remember correctly, had Rumble Pack.
I always wondered if it worked the same way.
Yep. The PS2, even the DualShock PS1 controllers, all of them had Squiggle Wiggles in them.
Yep, I did know that.
And so at the time, they were trying. There was some kind of lawsuit going on, or licensing issue, and Sony didn't want to have to pay it. So they took it out at the launch of the PS3 controller.
I remember God of War 2 had so much fucking rumble in it, the controller could shake out of your fucking hands. Uh-huh.
But the launch PS3 controllers
had rumble simulators with that
had
game.
No rumble. They were just 6-axis controllers.
And that means God of War 3 sucked balls.
Well, I don't know.
It was fine.
We'll have to look that up.
Most people didn't even notice. I'll be honest.
Oh, you could tell. It was bad.
It'd be like playing a Halo game without rumble. You'd know every time you shot the gun.
Well, honestly, I think for years now, my rumble settings have been set to pretty low, because it's almost kind of annoying to me now.
Mass Effect 2, I remember there were entire sections of gameplay that required rumble, like probing planets. You had to have the rumble tell you where to probe for the good materials.
Probing Uranus.
I was going to go there.
Really, Shepard?
Yeah, really, Shepard. Then you shoot the probe again. Probing Uranus.
Which is funny, because I did that, and I didn't get the joke until you had to explain it to me later. I'm like, why was she so upset about Uranus?
It's pronounced Uranus.
Yeah, that's so much better.
Yeah, it's, let's see here.
That meme, where's my anus, the little kid at the park?
But the original DualShock 3, the 6-axis for the PS3, like, when you held onto that thing, it was like holding nothing. It was the lightest controller, and it felt cheap as hell. Like, it felt like you were going to break the damn thing.
Yeah, because it didn't have these heavy-ass fucking counterweights in it.
Exactly.
I like it when my electronic components feel like they're made by the lowest bidder.
But weren't there some cool shit you could do with the 6-axis? No, it was made for one fucking game, wasn't it?
What's that?
I can't remember. It was...
For the original PS1?
No, sorry.
Do, 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 do,
you don't want to do that to me. It was a game with dragons, and you rode them.
Yeah. Dragon.
And it fucking bombed.
Not Dragon's Lair. They later went back and put controls in that game.
Oh, wasn't that fucking convenient?
Yeah, they put dual joystick controls in that game.
What game? I don't remember.
Yeah, because you were riding on the back of a dragon.
It was kind of like a dragon crimson. It was like that one game with the dragons.
Oh, and there were dragons in it? I remember that one.
Yeah, Dragonheart 64.
Dragonheart.
I am the last dragon. It was Hercules 64.
What are you going to do? Recite the fucking Knight's Lair Code to me?
Is what it was. Lair.
Yes.
I'm on a quest to find Avalon, dragon.
Yep. But yeah, it was one of the few games that relied on the six axis.
If your mouth comes down, my sword goes up.
Your sword goes up, my mouth comes down.
Sorry, Mark.
It's okay.
No, I do remember, I actually remember watching a documentary of sorts on Lair, I believe by a delightful fellow named Matt Muscles.
That game actually did look really good.
I remember it looking good, but I remember seeing some of the test footage looking way better. It was one of those things, you know, Sony likes to do, everybody does it, fucking crunch. Hey, we made this new fucking controller for you, you gotta get this shit out there.
Instead of saying, yeah, we made it for you, but how about you get your game right?
Exactly. Why don't you make this fucking worth it?
It's the whole publisher put the money up, so it's their product in their mind.
I'm sure Randy Pitchford had something to do with it. It's probably his fault.
Right?
Fucking Randy Pitchford.
The kid's back on the escalator again.
He made damn sure that PS3 failed. Just so Duke Nukem Forever would sell, and still fucked up.
So, they've made two versions of the console.
Yeah, it's a goofy-looking thing.
I'm not unpleased with the design. I'm just unpleased with how impractical it is.
I'm kind of curious. It's on a pedestal. It's standing up. Can that thing lay down?
But the weird thing is it's on a circular pedestal.
Correct.
It's a circular pedestal with a giant rectangle. Did someone not play with blocks when they were a child?
It looks like if you lay it down, it would be wobbly.
Mm-hmm. Technically, the PS4 kind of is when you lay it down.
Maybe yours is. Mine's just fine. I probably have an older model, too, so I don't know.
I don't know.
But I don't know. It for all their talk of functionality and adding new things, and they fucked up basic geometry.
I think that was... They wanted to undo what they've done. Mm-hmm. They don't. Well, look at the PS4. The PS4 isn't. It's. it doesn't make sense when you look at it.
No, it really doesn't. It's a fucking rhombus. It's a parallelogram.
Right.
I can say fancy words.
It's true. We hear
you. Keep talking, girl, with your parallelogram mouth.
But the 360. The 360 was a bad design. They knew that after a while.
I concur.
The 360 was designed kind of to have that inhale look in the center of it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And if you notice, this PS4 or 5 or whatever you want to call this thing, the PS5 has that similar look to it.
But you're right. Like, the fins on it are just fucking weird.
But doesn't have a customizable
face. Those are the collars. So that way you know, like, it's all party, but it's also here to do some business, too.
Right. It's got a pop collar. I get it.
It needs a mullet, then.
But does it have a customizable faceplate that I can remove and then buy as an accessory and then collect them? And
you got to collect them all.
Yeah, I can make a binder with all my faceplates, so when I play Mass Effect, I can be like, ooh, I want the green one, and I put that on.
Serious talk. We need a good fucking Mass Effect. I am hard up for a good Mass Effect.
I don't know
if you know this, but they made three of those.
They made one good one, one decent one, and then they made Mass Effect 3.
Two was a good.
Two is the good one.
Good one.
Motherfucker.
One's still good. Without one, we don't get two.
No, you don't know that. You can't prove that in scientific law. No, my whole point is that, like, the BioWare did BioWare in Mass Effect 1. They're like, hey, story comes first, gameplay doesn't really matter. In Mass Effect 2, they're like, fucking, we're going to crank the gameplay shit way up and have a kick-ass story.
So here's what happened. Mass Effect... Or BioWare, that's when they got gobbled up by EA.
I noticed.
And that was right at that, because everyone was kind of worrying, like, so what's BioWare going to do?
Right.
Like, is BioWare going to... Everyone pretty much thought that it was going to be gobbled up into the EA
conglomerate of making fucking useless sports games that sell for some reason.
Making bad decisions. Okay. And it actually turned out to be one of the best games of that generation.
I think I could honestly say that's probably one of the best EA games of all time. Maybe even, because I really do like Dead Space. But I could almost say it tops Dead Space.
Yeah, and the Titanfall games. I love Titanfall.
Titanfall is quite good.
So, we seen an Xbox without a disc tray or a disc capacity, and now we're seeing a PlayStation 5 without one.
Which is funny, because that one looks way more functional than the actual fucking PlayStation 5.
It kind of looks goofy with the disc tray on it, to be honest.
It does. It looks lopsided and obviously not symmetrical.
I'm kind of wondering why they... I guess the same question could be asked of Xbox, why they made a cube. So, I'd seen some pictures online of people hoping that the PlayStation 5 would look something like a stove or something like that, so that it looked like they had a complete
It's a refrigerator.
Kitchen.
It's got a mini fridge at the top.
Yeah.
Please insert disc in the mini refrigerator.
Have the complete kitchenette set right there on...
Please insert stray cat.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Xbox only made theirs a box, one, because they're called the fucking Xbox, they might as well, and two, because they probably opened the limit configuration and Pithead came out and was like,
yeah.
If you don't want your soul torn apart, make it a box.
Right. He's like, because we're into boxes. Cenobites like boxes, if you couldn't tell. We came out of a box.
Real quick, I don't think I ever told you this, but literally last week I read The Hellbound Heart, the book that Hellraiser was based from.
You had mentioned it.
The movie did it better. Fight me. Thank you for book discretion advised.
So,
thanks for attending my lecture.
Bringing up the Cenobite, somebody made a picture online of Pinhead and an alien crossover, and it actually looked pretty fucking gruesome. It was an alien with the Pinhead pins all over him and like some of the leather look, and it was kind of creepy looking. I was like,
That'd be fucking cool.
That would be pretty fucking wicked.
When you said that, I legit thought of the fucking alien from Alien vs. Predator who has a grid on his head, who is named Gridhead.
I thought it was just Grid.
Maybe it is. I don't know. But, yes.
There was a YouTuber, and this was fucking years ago, but he was like, an AVP. Was Grid molting into an alien queen? I'm like, you were reaching for content. At the bottom of the barrel.
I actually saw the video of which you describe, and I didn't watch it because I thought it was the stupidest thing I'd ever heard.
Right. I was like, oh, well, maybe it's the fact that a predator threw a self-tightening metal net around his head and it almost squished this poor dude's head.
Did you watch the fucking movie?
Right. Whatever. Whatevs.
Whatevs. So
he just had to put a video out that week, and he's like, I don't know, fucking, yeah.
Throwing darts at a board. Alien versus Predator. Fuck.
Was Ripley actually in love? Was Ripley having an affair with the alien queen? Let's dive. Let's dive right in.
Did Bishop have feelings for Ripley? Ridley.
I knew Bishop had a fucking laser cannon arm. I knew it was, I fucking knew it. Charge beam. I can't even do the fucking noise.
We're turning into fucking Michael Winslow.
Right? We lost the beeps, the sweeps, and the creeps, sir.
What?
What'd you say?
We don't need that anymore, soldier. What's wrong?
Fuck.
Thank you for coming to the Mel Brooks Hour.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, man, you can't beat any of that.
So... Forrest, you still buy discs. You still are a gamer that... If this thing's $100 more just because it has a disc drive in it, does that seem reasonable to you?
Well, it's obvious fucking price gouging, but, I mean...
How much does a disc drive cost?
I don't know.
It was rhetorical.
You're rhetorical.
This is true.
So...
I'm also round.
It's going to have the 4K Blu-ray drive in it, is what this... The PS5 is going to have in it. So, I mean, 4K Blu-ray player, but, you know, it's also capable of playing games and stuff, too. $100 price difference, I could see them doing that. I could see it.
It is price gouging, but it's not, I mean, depending on the price. Like, if the thing's $600 and it's like, hey, $500 for this version, you know, I don't know. I would have to see the final price to begin with.
Yeah, they didn't release the price yet.
Which is a little suspicious. They didn't release release dates or any of that shit.
Did Xbox drop a price?
They have not yet. But we've got more to see in July.
So they're both on.
They're going to be on fucking store shelves with no price tag.
What do you think it's worth?
Right. Shoot me a price. What do you think? I was imagining like at high noon in a western town, and they're both at each end of the street. And no one's drawn yet because they don't want to look foolish.
Uh huh.
All right, PlayStation.
You see,
that's it. We need a Sunset Riders game.
We're gonna draw.
I think I'd be down for that.
I would so fucking
$7.99.
So,
we dodged it.
Where's the decimal point in there?
Every time at E3, and this is E3 decimal week coming up. Actually, E3 would technically be starting right now.
Right.
But E3 week, Microsoft always goes in the day. Sony goes on about 6 or 7 o'clock at night every year. Of course, last year they skipped out on E3, but they still had their press conference in the evening that they put out their PlayStation Play event or whatever it's called. So a lot of people were speculating that the reason why they skipped E3 last year was because they didn't have enough content, or they weren't going to have enough to show because they were hard at work with the PS5.
And honestly, that does sound kind of reasonable with what we've seen, because what we've seen is pretty much nothing from Sony other than the console and a couple of third-party games.
But, well, I mean, Sony's actually showed more first-party games right now than Microsoft has. That's you got Gran Turismo, you've got Spider-Man Miles Morales, you've got Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, you've got Sackboy, you've got Horizon. So, I mean, we've not seen anything from Xbox except for what was in that, like, 2-second snippet trailer of...
Yeah.
Forza, sports game. It was soccer as FIFA, which that'll be from EA anyway.
Uh-huh.
Forza, FIFA's EA, and then Halo. Those are the three games that we've seen so far that we know are coming. And everything else is speculation for now.
This is just a little disappointing because we wanted them to fucking roll out the red carpet for this shit, but they're kind of doing what they did last year. Or not last year, last generation. The Xbox One had jack shit when it came out.
Yeah, but they both did. Do you remember the game called Knack?
Right.
Fair enough.
The one that Dunkey loves so much.
But then again, what did Xbox have when it launched?
Exactly.
Forza. Mm-hmm. It had Forza. I mean, that's the weird thing. Like, thinking back 7 years ago, what did they have when they launched? And I can't...
Literally, the only game
Destiny.
All I can think of is Killer Instinct, and that was a free game.
Yeah, Killer Instinct. You would have to buy your characters.
It was just going in my head.
Yeah, you had to buy your character separately, but you got your free rotating character of the week, which I think is actually kind of genius that they gave you all the characters in the roster week to week.
Right.
Right.
I thought it was really good for a business
model. Well, and then you can take someone who likes that game but can't really afford a game at the moment, and they get to play those characters, and then they finally play a character that they jive with, and they're like, all right, fuck it, I'll buy him.
Exactly.
I mean, it's...
Because I remember the game first came out, Brewster was the only person we knew who had an Xbox One, so we went over to his house, and I'm like, Josh, I'm fucking 19 years old, can I buy Fulgore on Brewster's Xbox? And you're like, god damn it. And Bruce is like, yeah, we can do that. And you're like, no, don't mind him. He's just fanboying.
He's gushing over the cyborg. He'll be over it in a minute. That's right, because we played Titanfall.
Yes.
We had never played Titanfall.
Titanfall came out in March. I remember that because it was kind of a big deal.
Yep. I was surprised because I could melee a person. I'm in a fucking mech, and you can just fucking rear up and punch a fucking person, and they just splatter. I was like, that's got to be a war crime. That has got to be... a fucking war crime.
Nah.
I just thought it was hilarious.
I love it. Okay.
Josh is the one guy that we're playing. He's like, I bet you that's not in the Geneva Code of Convention. I'm like, we're killing guys left and right. Who cares about Geneva or Code of Conventions?
No, well, I don't want to go to prison once the war's over.
Gotcha. Digital hell. I guess I show up for a new console every time, and every year, every time I get hyped for it and excited, and you know that's been since we were kids,
right?
Super Nintendo came out. Hell yeah, I have to get one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sega Genesis. I came on about a year or so into that. It would already release about a year later before I got my Genesis. Same thing with my TurboGrafx-16. But PlayStation 1 come out. I'm more of a Sega guy, so I had to have a Saturn as soon as they came out. I got my Saturn and eventually fell into PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So when PS2 came out, well, I have to have a PS2 now. Got my PS2. Same thing with Dreamcast. Had to have it first day. Had to have GameCube. Had to have Xbox. Xbox 360 stood in line. You know, all these game systems. You know, all these systems that we've gone through, and they still, all these games had something that killed you from the beginning that you had to have, quote unquote, the killer app.
You're not kidding.
I mean, Xbox fucking.
I'm getting fucking hyped just you talking about it.
The original Halo. Like, I will never in a million years.
That was why I bought an Xbox.
Yep.
Forget. But our Walmart, nobody was like, let's all get in line for an Xbox. It was just like, all right, I got to get out there so I can get me an Xbox. Well, it came out today. It came out today. So I got out there and I was just like, I want that. And they're like, oh, the Xbox? I'm like, yeah. Okay. Like, I didn't have to fight
anybody. There was no law. Well, and you had companies, even back then, GameStop was pre-order your game and stand in line at 5 a.m. or midnight or 2 a.m. because we're going to open for 20 minutes to give you your game. And it was fun because I believe it was Halo 2 because I had pre-ordered mine, but it wasn't coming in the mail. Or it was coming in the mail and I wasn't going to get it till like 2 days after release day.
Yep.
Excuse me.
And then by then, it's old.
Exactly. It's worthless. It's a coaster.
It's a $20 game, man.
But you're bringing up a good point, because how hype was Halo 2 when it came out?
Well, I think it was either with you or Ed or all of us, but we went over to the Evansville mall, and we were there at midnight waiting for, I'm pretty sure it was Ed to get his copy. Yeah.
But do you remember who gave the very first copy of Halo 2 out to a fan?
No.
Fucking Bill Gates himself showed up in like New York and handed out the very first copy of Halo 2.
Yep.
That's how big it was. Fucking Microsoft CEO Bill motherfucking Gates is like, yeah, all right, I'll give you a game.
You want game? Here game.
I played Doom in 95. I was on a green screen.
Right.
I'm hip.
I had a trench coat, even though there's no trench coats in the Doom franchise.
So.
Or double barrel. Oh, well, I stand corrected.
Yeah, the super shotgun. that even goes back to, okay, so the original Xbox launched, there wasn't a whole lot of fanfare for that. But then when the 360, by the time 360 came around, things changed up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember standing in line for a 360 and they're like, we've got 8 of them. And I was like number 4 in line or 3 in line.
Damn.
I know, I was pissed because my friend, who I thought was my friend, he was like, he sold his spot and then let a guy cut in front of us. And so it screwed me out of getting the Xbox with the hard drive. So my first Xbox I bought was one without the hard drive. I played it for like a day, and then I was like, fuck it. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, I want my hard drive too.
Right.
So I took it back because it came with the wired controller and no hard drive. And I was just like pissed over
that. That is a bit of horse
shit. Yeah. That was Cotton.
Oh.
He sold it's a spot. He sold so he could let a guy cut in front of him. I'm like, dude, that's douchey. And of course, there was four of the ones, and that bumped me back to slot 5.
Now, that's so funny. Why did you take that? Because he sold his spot. He didn't sell your spot.
No, he sold the spot. He sold his spot, and then the guy let him cut back, is what the deal was.
Fuck, that's dirty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I knew the guy, too, that bought the spot. And the funny part about the whole thing was when it come down to it, it was kind of funny because I knew the guy, he was going to flip it. That's what it,
right, he wasn't even going
to
play
that's
it.
That's horseshit.
He offered to buy my spot, and I wouldn't give it to him because I'm like, fuck that, man. I'm out here. I was out here because I wanted it, you know. But.
Well, I'm going to take a step. I'm going to sidetrack it real quick. I don't remember which iPhone it was, but it was a 10 or 11, whatever. And there was a line outside. It's on a meme, on one of the meme compilations on YouTube. but the lady, she had taken out all her cash, and she had like $5,000 cash with her, right? So she paid the number one guy. She paid the number one guy in line to take his spot, and then she gets in there, and they're like, "Dude, limited number. We can only sell one at a time." I was like, "Do your research. See if they're gonna sell." Because she was gonna do the same thing. She was gonna buy like 10 of them and then flip them on Amazon, or not Amazon, but like eBay or something. And they're like, "We only have like 200, so you can only buy one at a time.
Right,
one per customer." So then the news team come up and interview that guy, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I got a hard case and a cleaner and a shield or a screen protector." He bought all that because he still had his money for the phone, so he bought his phone, and then with that money she gave him, he bought all the accessories. I have the headphones. He bought everything you would want.
And unfortunately, it was outdated half a year later,
6 seconds later. It's like a Cadillac. You buy a brand new Cadillac, like, it'd be $80,000.
The Onion movie. It's like the Onion movie. Gil Bates comes out with the brand new hard drive X10. I was like, "Well, I'm already working on the X13. By the end, there's a guy in his office with a fucking tomahawk because he's sick of buying the new version.
Remember that movie, the head seatbelt? The seatbelt went around your neck, and the guy the guy pulled forward like at 1 mile an hour, and he barely hits the bumper. And then his head explodes out of the car. Dude, that movie was ridiculous. I forgot the movie even exists.
I did too, literally until movie. That.
God, that's crazy.
Like I said, as soon as that console popped up, my first impression was, "Is Steve's going to hate it?"
Yeah. It was. That was the first thing you said.
Steve's going to hate that thing.
They didn't even reveal the whole fucking thing. You're like, oh.
There was a blue backlight, and you couldn't even see the whole thing. He's like, "Steve's going to hate it."
With the fins and everything. Yeah. And it's not even the fact that he's going to love everything inside of it. He's going to love what it looks like. He's going to love all that. But he's going to hate the way that thing looks on his shelf. I can already hear him complaining.
Just, you could build a cardboard case, like a sleeve that goes over it, and just write PS5 horribly on it. And it would still, in his mind, look better.
That would be hilarious if somebody brings along the PS5 sleeve. So you like cover up that hideous console. Tired of looking at that Xbox Series X.
Love those good graphics, but hate that console design. I got the thing for you.
They're gonna make one that looks like a unicorn riding a donkey or something like that. It's gonna be
so crazy.
I'm
fine with that. I like unicorns.
Oh, fuck, you gave them ideas now.
Yeah.
Unicorns totally kick ass.
Unicorns totally kick ass. It's true.
Where's our console version of Rainbow Unicorn Attack? Get on it, Adult Swim.
Yeah, and the metal attack too, unicorn.
Yeah, that was the
metal
one.
Attack. Yeah,
I still fucking Grand Theft Auto 5, GTA well, 5,
the
to this
money making behemoth that it is.
Yeah,
just wait. You know they're gonna pop out Resident Evil 4 and Skyrim right after that.
As soon as I seen the Rockstar logo, I was like, "Holy fuck, we're gonna see something big here."
Oh.
I thought, fuck, they're gonna do it, aren't they?
They're gonna drop six. They're finally gonna hike up their.
And then I heard
knickers.
Michael's voice kick in, and I'm like, "But that's from GTA 5. That's Michael from GTA 5." And I'm like, "That's God damn it!
It's just anticlimax. That's all it is. That
it's like you're getting ready to get off, and you just keep, and you're getting ready to, and then like the ugliest woman you could think of just pops in the room, and you're like, "Oh, fuck!"
Just takes a shit on the ground.
God damn it!
Whew, I'm getting the vapors.
It wouldn't be that bad if it was like Red Dead 2 that they'd released. Like, hey, well, this game only came out 2 or 3 years ago. All right, we can re-release it and make money. But I'm with you, GTA 5, fucking 7-year-old game.
Eight.
8 years old.
Almost eight.
Almost 10, technically.
Actually, you're right, because it came out just a couple months before Resident Evil 6. That's demon hunk of trash.
So
we did have fun, though.
I still have fun.
So we've seen it on 360, PS3. We got it on Xbox One.
It'll be on mobile phones next.
GTA 3
it's the next Fortnite.
San Andreas is Vice City
and San Andreas.
Hell yeah.
Because I bought San Andreas, and it does not control well. Can't if you follow the train, CJ, if you can't push the button.
The fucking train mission.
Anyway, sorry.
You can hook up a Bluetooth controller to your phone and it'll work fine.
I've never been able to fucking get that to work. I'm probably just techno stupid, but still.
Your PS5 controller, PS5, fuck me, PS4 controller will sync up to it.
Certain ones will. Mine will not. mine are two base bitch model.
All the other PS4 controllers will work but Forest's. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of. No, I looked it up. At least this is how it works with my computer. Base model PS4 controllers, ones that are not bought outside of your bundle that you get with it, will not work.
Hmm.
I'm not joking. And you know how they described it to me was, well, there's a line on the bottom of your PS4 controller that differentiates texture. If you don't have that line, it won't work. It won't sync up. And the worst fucking part is that it's kind of true.
You need a techno mage is what you need.
A techno battle cleric?
It'd be funny if you're like, but I switch cases. I don't remember what the original case on my PS4 controller looked like.
I'm not joking.
Let me travel to Babylon 5. I think I can find you a techno mage.
I'm Deep Space Nine person myself.
Oh, man. Do you guys have anything you want to add to this?
This travesty?
360 was better. Okay, going back to what I was saying forever ago, 360 actually had something to fucking offer because the graphics were such a big jump. Halo 3 is the first game I've ever looked at and been breathless. And nowadays it looks like total hot garbage, but back in the day, that was cutting fucking edge.
What, you said Halo 3?
Yes, you made a big deal yourself. You told me that the assault rifle in Halo 3 had more polygons than an entire Marine in Halo 1.
Right, yeah, I remember reading that on something.
And I'm like, that makes sense. It's the smoothest, most textured-looking thing. Fucking Halo Reach comes out a couple years later, bam. Best-looking
assault rifle. Yeah, it's even better, yeah. Yeah. Halo Reach was good, graphics-wise. It was ahead of its time.
I think it's still great.
Well, it is, especially on Master Chief Collection.
The art style holds up. That's what it has above the others, is art style.
I played a little bit of it here. Actually, it's been within the last week. I played like the first couple missions on the PC, and it holds up pretty good on it too. I mean, it still looks really good for it.
Since you're playing it on the PC, but you're playing Windows 10, right? Is there still a graphics setting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's still a graphics setting.
I wasn't sure how that worked.
So you say like the game that made you breathtaking, you know. For me, that was Mario 64. That was the game that made me realize, like, we're not going left and right anymore.
That's the thing. You were there for the jump from 2D to 3D. I had played old Mario, but to see this new Mario didn't, like, shock me or anything.
Right, because to you, it was just the thing.
It was just another video game. Ooh.
Shit. But the weird part was, is, like, you know, we even seen Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot was out before Mario 64 was.
Yeah, like 3 months
or
something, right?
And you had seen some 3D rendered games prior to that, but they still didn't have the field of vision that Mario had. They didn't give you that open world like Mario did. They didn't make you feel like you were in a world like Mario did. And it's hard to think that we went from the Super Nintendo to the Nintendo 64. That is probably...
It is a huge fucking leap.
That is probably one of the biggest leaps technologically for a gaming company by far. Like, Xbox to Xbox 360, sure, the games look good. But really, as far as, like, innovation and being able to do new things, they didn't really do much.
Right, it was just a better shiny paint.
Yes.
But and I just think that shiny coat of paint, like, say from PS1 to PS2, the graphics difference is basically null, not null and void, but almost negligible. Like, you can play fucking, I don't know, you can play Resident Evil 2 on the PS2 or PS1 and it still looks good for what it is. And then you go to Code Veronica X and it's pretty good. It's just not fucking mind-blowing.
Right.
But then when you jump from the PS2 or even the Xbox, you play Fable on the Xbox, this big, bright, colorful, stupid fucking world, and then you go to the 360 and Fable 2 is dark and gray, and but everything else around it looks fucking great. I don't know quite what the point I'm trying to make is, but I liked it. Okay, the thing for that really sold me on the 360 was, of all the things, Geometry Wars.
Yeah,
right,
because
I could see that.
That game was just such a masterpiece of fucking in-your-face color and brightness and explosions and cool shit. And it's on a 2D plane.
It was a epilepsy simulator.
It really was. And I loved every second of it.
Geometry Wars was kind of like at the height of like the Xbox Live too.
Kind of, yes.
And I don't want people thinking that, you know, we're three guys and I game on everything. I have a gaming laptop. I have a PS4 Pro. I have an Xbox Series or an Xbox Series X, Xbox One X, and a Switch. I have all that stuff. And Josh, you own a, you've got a Switch here, and you've got an Xbox, and you first.
I also have a 360.
Yeah.
And I've got something else. I can't remember right now. But
as far as new games coming out, like, you can still play on more than just the Xbox or more than just the Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And for even you yourself, Forrest, you play primarily on a PS4, correct?
You could say that.
I mean, we don't come from the background of saying, you know, like, Xbox is better, PlayStation's better. It's not a fanboyism thing for us.
Not anymore. I kind of used to get competitive back in high school. For right. Me anyway.
Well, it did for everybody.
It did yeah, for exactly. Everyone. That's what I'm thinking. What are the nerds arguing about today? Oh, I don't know. They're talking about how the PlayStation's better than the Sega Saturn for some reason.
Right.
I remember mocking people Yeah, I remember mocking people for saying, Dark Souls is such an amazing, immersive game. What the fuck ever? I've looked at it. It's just another fucking fantasy simulator. No, it is not. You have to play the thing to know.
But really, honestly, and people have asked the question over the years. They've asked me, and they probably asked you guys too, what do you guys recommend?
Oh, yes.
And that is such a fucking weighted question now. What do you recommend when you play video games on? What do you want? What do you want
to
play on?
Right, what are you trying to do? Are you looking for, is this for a kid? Is this for a 5 or a 10 year old, or is this for, you know, do you have a good paying job and
mm-hmm.
you're single with no kids and you live in a box apartment and you're banking all your money because you're going to buy a mansion someday and you're like, well, I got nothing better to do. I might as well play games 24/7.
To be honest, my answer is always the same. I recommend PC because there's more you can do on it. You can emulate on it. I hook up your controllers to it. There's not a whole lot you can't do on PC except newer games. There's a 50-50 chance they will be hot garbage.
The reason I don't recommend PC is, I guess more than anything,
technical level, because if there's an issue,
yeah,
you're screwed.
If you're asking me what you're going to game on,
mm-hmm.
there's a chance you're, and I'm not knocking anybody or saying playing anything down, but if you're asking what you should buy to play video games on, there's a good chance that you don't know all the ins and outs of a computer.
More than likely, there's a very good chance.
And if you have problems, you know, I can't get this thing to load. Can you help me? I don't have the right this or that to do this. Why does it tell me I need to update this? Is there something wrong with my computer?
Right. It says install a driver. What's a driver?
Right.
Yeah. And God help you if you try and buy an older game on Steam. Trying to get Knights of the Old Republic to work was like the fucking hardest thing I've ever had to do, because you have to go into the INI files and you have to fucking look for the specific line of code and delete that line of code, but make sure you don't touch the other lines of code around it.
Right. For every time Trayton wants a mod installed, I'm like, let me go to YouTube.
Exactly, that's what I had to
do. Well, because 9 times out of 10, the person who made the mod has a YouTube channel, and he's mm-hmm. like, hey, me and my friends made this mod, here's how you install it, if you get the, you know, and they even show you how to go into the DLL files. He's like, well, you want to save that one, mm-hmm. mark it as original or whatever, and just keep it off to the side, because you may have to uninstall the mod, and then replace the DLL file, and then do it all over again, because something didn't take, and what's even worse is he'll be showing you how to put in the mod, and you'll see on his screen what the code looks like.
Uh-huh.
But then you go into the game, you go into the files, especially for Steam, and it's very similar to what his screen is, but there'll be another line that's not there. So then I'm scratching my head going, well, am I in the right spot?
I mean,
because it's so close, but there's this other line above it and below it. So if I'm playing a matching game, these things don't match. So mm-hmm. is this where I install the line of code, or is it not?
Exactly.
I don't. So you try it, and the next thing you know, the game won't play. So you're like, uninstall the game. And then Steam likes to hide little bits of information all over your fucking computer.
Yes.
So you can never completely uninstall a Steam game.
I've discovered.
Yeah, because it will always leave little bits all over your fucking, your PC or your laptop or whatever. So that gets complicated as hell.
And, you know, for someone who just wants to play a game, someone who just wants to get in and play a game, even to that credit anymore, they've made it complex to do.
You're not wrong. And games are becoming, like, console games are becoming more of a PC fucking hassle. Like, even Skyrim mods.
Right.
trying to play a Skyrim mod on Xbox One is kind of a bitch. Because you're like, well, it has to be in the certain load order, and you have to have this other mod installed first. And
yeah, but I'll be honest.
It's not as complex, but
no,
he's a little bitch.
Even take off the effect of mods, though. I just bought this brand new game, and I want to go home and play it.
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take you to play it? From the time you throw it in your console to the time that you can actually play it, what is the start time for that?
Depends. How many gigs do you have to fucking update your console first?
Exactly. What's your update status like? What's the install going to take?
Right. All that kind of internet you got.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All that shit matters.
What's your download speed?
Mm-hmm.
And we're at a point now where the new Xbox, the new PlayStation, they're saying we've got the fastest solid states. PlayStation is saying, you know, this is going to revolutionize gaming with their solid state. And honestly, it makes it hard for me to recommend anything to anybody anymore, because I don't think there is a right answer. I'm at a point now where I don't think that there's a right, perfect console for anybody.
I don't think there ever really was. There's always been at least two competing fucking consoles. I mean, aside from Nintendo, you're going to go back and play Atari? I don't think so.
Right.
But when I say PC, I am, of course, assuming it's a person who just wants to play new games that come out.
Right.
And or just explore what there is. But to be honest, if you're looking for user accessibility and ease of playing the fucking thing, your best bet's probably a Switch. Because Nintendo has always been kid-friendly, and if a kid can understand it, you can too.
And that's the other part, too. Like, you if you want to sit down and just play a game, Nintendo is still the one that does that.
They have all... Well, the Wii's a little iffy, but they've generally always been good about just getting you into playing the game.
Even the Wii, though, you didn't have to wait for an install. You just threw the disc in and it played the disc.
Mm-hmm. You just had to make sure you knew what the fuck you were doing.
Even in the Wii U, you just stuck the disc in and it played from the disc. It wasn't until this generation of Xbox One and PS4
mm-hmm.
that we finally got into the install base, and it made it even more complex to just do gaming. It made it more complex because you had to wait for a download, or the finished product wasn't technically put on the disc, so you have to...
That's becoming more and more common, and I'm right. So pissed about it.
So, I mean, mastering a game like they used to is not... It doesn't mean what it used to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what I... When it comes down to people... When people ask me, what do I recommend for it? That's why I always ask the question, what are you going to do with this? Like, do you want to play online? Do you have other people that play online? Well, which console does your friends play with online? If they play on PlayStation, buy a PlayStation.
And on top of that, sometimes you even have to ask, what kind of genre of gaming are you? Like,
yeah.
If you're a racing fan, you could pretty much go anywhere. But if you're looking for shooters, probably Xbox. If you're looking for fantasy RPGs, probably PlayStation. If you're looking for family-friendly games, definitely Nintendo.
If you're looking for Japanese releases, you PlayStation, you're more likely to get something on PlayStation than you are the other two. Not to say that Nintendo doesn't get their fair share, but Xbox doesn't. It's still not broke there. Japan still is...
Yeah, they've never been a huge, huge fan of the Xbox, which kind of surprises me, honestly. Even Bill Gates was like, oh yeah, Japan's going to be one of our biggest things for the first Xbox. No. In fact, they sold like less than 200,000 units, I think they said.
Yeah. Which, you know, Xbox, after their big flop with the launch of the One, it kept making me think, can they come back from that?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, they did a lot. They did a lot to try to build good faith. They made it backwards compatible, not with just 360, but OG Xbox.
Yeah.
They're going forward now with the fact that you can use your Xbox One controller on your Xbox Series X, which is very nice that they're doing that. And all your accessories go forward. All your games go forward. Everything's going forward. But will we see new innovation with it?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you understand. Sometimes it just takes multiple generations to get there.
Right.
Because the jump from NES to Super NES was a big jump, but nothing like from Super NES to 64, as you said.
Right. I still don't understand how in the world we went from we went from playing games in 2D to 3D to, you know, to having what we have now. And honestly, the games still haven't really, how should I put it without sounding snarky? They haven't gotten better.
I'm not disagreeing. In fact, I would argue that they've gotten worse.
Yeah. And that's what I want. I want to see things get better. I want to see gaming get better.
It is so much easier, so much better to pick up and play PS2 Battlefront 2 than it is to try and deal with the fucking hassle that is the bullshit modern Battlefront 2.
So our recommendation is pick up a PS2.
That's my recommendation. Fuck yes. My recommendation is pick up anything before the 360. Take that microphone.
I'm back now.
He's back now. We missed you. Where'd you go?
I had a phone call.
That's nice.
Whatever. I knew you didn't care.
I knew you didn't care about me. You were supposed to say, when'd you leave?
Right.
That one always hits hard. So, any closing thoughts on this PS3?
Five.
PS2, PSP, PS Vita, PS4.
When are they going to come out with the PS0?
PS1.
I think the PS0 came out around the time Resident Evil 0 came out. And it was full of leeches, too. See what I did there?
Oh, I love it.
No, I have nothing to add. Let's get out this bitch.
Fuck, buy a PS2. You'll be happier.
I got tacos to eat.
It's true. So, PlayStation 2. There you have it.
Best game, 10 out of 10.
Just ignore all modern games and just regress backwards.
Yell at us. Tell us what you think at podcast@gamerda.com. Where can they find us, folks?
We're on Facebook at Gamer Discretion Advised.
There's another one, I think. GamerDA1 on Twitter.
That'd be us.
Okay. I'm like, that's the one. Please tell me that's the one.
That's the one!
There can be only one.
It's good to be back. Hopefully we'll be making this a more regular routine now that things are starting to lean up as far as the COVID.
Every day, you can count on us. Every day, 4 times a day. Content. 4 times a day.
Don't be telling people that shit.
If you come back to the same one and listen to it 4 times a day, then that's our content.
We'll try and make it worth your while.